Studios, we bring you the Defenders Live of our very own Miss Anna Edwards. Let's hear what Miss Anna has to say. So, Anna, take it away.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.
And good afternoon, Richmond. You are listening to The Defenders Live, and I am your host, Anna Edwards, and today is Monday. Defenders Live is brought to you as a production of the Defenders for Freedom, Justice, and Equality, and you can learn more at defendersfje.org and defendersfje.blogspot.com. Defenders Live has its own blogspot, defendersliveradio.blogspot.com, and there you can click on listen and find that old show you missed, right? So check it out. And I'm delighted to welcome you to today's show. It's a beautiful day in October, and I'm looking forward to all the rest of the fall and winter being just like today. It's just kind of nice. And I'm really delighted that today we get to have a chat with one of our local librarians. Natasha Payne Brunson is the young adult librarian at Richmond's Public Library, the main branch on Franklin Street. And she manages a program called, or actually programs, called Teens and Tweens Programs at Maine. And Natasha, I'd like to say welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, you young adult librarian, I'll tell you that I'm delighted to hear that title, just because I sort of inherited a library in my day job, and the most confusing section for me is the juvenile / young adult category. I'm like, wow, okay. I feel like I need a couple of editors and some coaches and some real guidance. So it's an interesting area. But in this case, tell me a little bit about what you do. What's the young adult librarian do?
Well, I try to create programs to bring teens to the library. I try to reach them through technology, crafts, job skills.
All the kinds of things that we think teens are looking for.
Exactly. Yeah. So it has been a struggle, but I see some progress with the teens coming in. And I guess later on we'll talk about my teen advisory group, because we're doing many, many things. Maybe too much things where one person can handle, but I really do enjoy my jobs.
Yeah.
So I just want
to... Well, let's go ahead and talk about the teen advisory group, because I think that's a nice place to start, because it sounds like this is where they get to tell you or tell each other what's up and what they're interested in.
Well, the teen advisory group I've started, and there's other library systems. They have this, you know, similar programs, mm-hmm. but this is the first at Maine. Mm-hmm. So in short, it's abbreviated as TAG. So TAG, you're it. Something
Yay.
Playful.
Right.
But this gives the teens an opportunity to share, you know, interest in what they want to see at the library, book recommendations, programs, mm-hmm. Other issues they may be facing.
Right.
We had a meeting just this Saturday that end up getting kind of heated, you know. We'll talk about that in a few.
Yeah, yeah,
but
sure.
I'm really excited about the group. We have 12 members, but you know only 7 showed up because they have different things going on in their life. And Saturday of each month we meet, mm-hmm. To discuss certain issues.
Okay. Do they predetermine the issues like the month before, or do they
send out an agenda? Mm-hmm. They're supposed to, you know, come to me. Well, I let them pretty much talk among themselves, and I just moderate, you know, what they discuss.
Sure.
They each have different roles. We have a president, a vice president, a treasurer, a secretary, and the others will help with fundraising and promotional information through their schools. So, and also they can use this program as a volunteer credit, because I know many schools want the teens to have volunteer credits. So this is a way for them to give back, and also for the younger teens, the tweens, they can come and use this as volunteer credits, because technically we do not allow anybody over the age, you know, under the age of 14 to volunteer. So this gives, you know, the 11s and up a chance to volunteer as well.
Sort of that middle school age where it's like they're too old for after school programs and too young for, you know, young adult
programs.
But
this gives them a chance. And I tell them this, you know, even if you're a part of TAG and we only meet, you know, once a month, there's still opportunity to build up those volunteer credits by coming in to assist with different programs. So we have the Children's Library Associate at Maine. She may need some assistance with programs, setting up programs. They can use that as volunteer credits as well. I have a recycling crafts programs I'm really interested in, so we'll talk about that in a few. But TAG is very important to me, and it should be very important to the teens, because it helps them build up their social skills, learning how to take directions, being organized, and we're doing fundraising as well. So there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on, but it sounds really good, because you know, one of the things that I have a teen myself, and I have one who's now grown past being a teen, and I think that one of the hardest things for them is that organization piece. It's like how to plan your time, how to you know, set a goal and go. Because you know, I really don't think I was any better. It's like if it was in front of me, I dealt with it, and if it wasn't, I didn't. So so I can see where it could be a real benefit for them to come together, and because they have a programmatic goal or something they want to get to, that they learn how to lay out the steps to get there.
And it's also very important for me, because I get to hear what they're looking for. Like a lot of the teens were talking about the book selection, and you know, kids are interested in graphic novels and manga, and they're assisting with that. So this also launched a different program too. People want to join my anime club, so that's going to be November 9th for the teens.
So we're looking at, you brought me a brochure, which is really great. So this is for October and November. And Anime Club is on November 9th. You have your recyclable cool crafts on November 15th. The advisory group meets that Saturday. So it's like the third Saturday of the month.
Typically it's like that.
Oh, the Hunger Games. Oh, you're going to show the movie.
So, and I have some books to give away as well. So we're going to show the movie, but I just thought it was kind of funny because Thanksgiving coming up, you know.
That's good. No, it's, you know, because like at a certain age for boys, of course, you need the gross out factor is very important. If you want to communicate, it's got to be disgusting.
Exactly.
So I can totally get that. Now, one of the things that I can hear percolating up, now it's probably because I'm listening for it also, but is the fact that we often, people will sort of complain that kids aren't tuned in to like the serious issues of what are going on. And what I have found is that teens are hyper tuned in to what's going on. They may not articulate them the way that we as adults want to hear it, or the way that we think will demonstrate that they're processing it. But they're very tuned in, and they are processing it through a lot of these things that we think are just games, or you know, just fooling around on the internet and just tweeting or just texting all the time. You know, I've had some people class say, you know, well, we don't communicate anymore because we see all these electronic barriers between us. And yet, on the other hand, they're in constant contact.
It's so true. But getting to that, you know, as far as dealing with technology, and they're so, you know, it's really hard to reach them. But once you reach them, you know, I try to, you know, be comfortable being like a big sister to them, really.
Right, right.
But it has been a struggle, and especially for other people who try to reach teens because they want to do what they want to do.
Right.
And that's, getting back to doing my programs, I try to, put out as many programs so I can see which direction they will go.
Right, right. So you offer them a nice menu of things,
yes,
and
but
see.
They do, they are in tune with, a lot of stuff. You'd be amazed of how many stuff they know. And I was like, what? Really?
Right.
Okay.
And if you look at comic books and graphic novels, those things are always grounded in the social issues of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they are listening, even though they don't want to show it. So
right. Yeah. Are there any particular issues that seem to sort of percolate up the most? Are they like family issues or school issues?
Yes,
or?
It's almost like that. There's a lot of teens who go, who come to the library, and they may live in a roughest part of mm-hmm. Richmond. Mm-hmm. And I do see those issues where they're looking for, like I mentioned before, a big sister.
Right,
so,
right. Someone to show them.
Exactly.
Either a different vision or...
Exactly. Or when we had our gardening club and we had chefs and, mm-hmm. and other things, just to give them experience of different tastings or a different view of what's out there.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of teens when we brought the chefs in and, like gourmet meals, and it was like, what's this?
right.
You just give them a different experience of what's out there, and they're very appreciative of it.
I think so, because one of the problems that when I look sort of across, and we talk about these things a lot, is why are, just to take it like really seriously, why are there young people around the world who are willing to become, for example, a suicide bomber?
Yeah.
Right. Why, why are teens or young adults sort of giving up and saying, education isn't going to get me anywhere, or
exactly.
That kind of thing.
Because they see what's going on.
And that's what I mean, that where they are tuned in. They do pick up. They see, because they are watching everyone, mm-hmm. whether they're talking directly to it or not. They're watching, they're perceiving, they pick it up. We can see it in little kids. They pick up attitudes
and
in the household.
They witness what goes on in the household.
Right.
And
if you see somebody making an effort in a direction and they keep getting rebuffed, then they figure, why bother?
Right. And I learned from experience, too, because mm-hmm. my childhood, wasn't the, medals and blossoms and,
right,
but
sure.
I've experienced that, too. So that's why I can somewhat relate to the kids, even though I was determined to make fourth.
Yeah.
To
push
succeed.
Forward and
exactly.
yeah. Well, I think that's it. It's the difference between recognizing that, there are these things that, you got to climb through, you got to go through, the problems are there, and sometimes they can be heavy, but what is it that gives you as an individual hope for the future, that you can find something, some way to to reach for that is worthwhile?
Exactly. And that's why I want to present, the teens, you can come to the library. You can, have all these things that you're looking for, and mm-hmm. that's what I want to show them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I think it's a really, it's obviously worth doing, and with my own kids, some of the things that I have found most impressive and sort of heartening for me is that. All you need is perpetual optimism,
yes,
and persistence, and you may think that they're not listening, and then in some of the either oddest moments, you mm-hmm. will find out that they've been paying very close attention,
right,
and so then you begin to have faith that by either living as an example or by reinforcing the perspective. That even that is worth doing, even though they don't come to you and say, "Mummy dear, I'd now like to go to college and I'd like to graduate on this date and I'd like to pursue a career in this," or it's like they may not have it all figured out, and I think that's important for them to understand.
Exactly.
Too.
They have a lot going on, especially with the SOLs and the SATs, and they have a really tough time in their lives. I'm just, you know, listening to the teens over the weekend talking about all their prep tests and stuff.
Right.
It's a very stressful time for them.
They're busy people.
Exactly. So very busy.
Yeah. Well, let me take a moment to let our listeners know that they are listening to The Defenders Live here on WRIR. It's 97.3 LPFM. It's Richmond's radio for the rest of us. Go to WRIR.org to listen live on Mondays or on Tuesday mornings at 11 a.m. when we are rebroadcast. To learn more about The Defenders, go to defendersfje.org. Give us a call at 804-644-5834 or send us an email at defendersfje@hotmail.com. Today, our guest is Natasha Payne Brunson. She is the young adult librarian at Richmond Public Library's main branch on Main Street. I mean, on Franklin Street. There we go. It's at First and Franklin. And we're talking about her the teens and tweens programs at Main. And one of the things, of course, you know, the tagline for the Richmond Public Library is inform, enrich, empower. And of course, we started off by talking about the TAG, the Teen Advisory Group, which is really their opportunity to inform the programs that you are putting out there and to for them to talk about some of the issues that sort of percolate up in their lives. This is really a nice array of programming. I was looking at the brochure, and you've had a National Comic Book Day, you have the Craft Day, you have Teen Read Week, which looked really good. And so I can see that the programming, like you said, is sort of far-reaching, and you're trying to sort of tap into their different interest areas. I'd like to go ahead and sort of talk for a minute about two things. One is the recyclable cool crafts program, and then the other one would be the, I want to talk a little bit about Hunger Games and food. Yeah.
So with the recyclable crafts, I've started it last spring. So I'm not sure if you're familiar with Pinterest.
Learning about Pinterest, yes.
Awesome.
It is kind of awesome. Yeah.
So the Richmond Public Library, they have a Pinterest board, but I started with my own Pinterest board by collecting different ideas for teen programs. And I came across several dealing with using recyclable materials to make new materials. Right. So, and I've, you know, when I was cleaning up the YA room, they had a lot of,
and old, YA stands for young adults.
There, yes. Okay. So they had a lot of old magazines, and I was like, this is so old, they don't care about this anymore. So what I did, I collected the old magazines. I meant magazines from 5 years ago.
Yeah, you right know.
They don't pay attention to that.
No.
So I've collected them, and then I set them aside so I can use them for different projects. Mm-hmm. So one of the major projects we're working on is making beads out of paper.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Yeah. And we started that program in the summertime. Mm-hmm. We also, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Hands On.
Yes. Okay. Yes. The Volunteer Coordinating Organization. Yes. Yes.
So Hands On, they had a teen impact program over the summer. Mm-hmm. So we were one of the places they chose to come and, you know, allow the teens to volunteer and give back.
Right.
So one of the projects was the magazine beads. So they came in, they learned how to make the beads, and they made bracelets. And so they made a bracelet for themselves and made another one to give to an organization they were going to visit the next day.
Gotcha.
So the idea of the magazine beads is to make the jewelry, you know, make jewelry. Mm-hmm. And I wish I brought some with me today.
Because I think I've seen them, you know, at like in like 10,000 Villages, because in other places, this idea of recycling and reusing materials is very important.
So that's one of the projects we're working on. And we're also going to be, we're making more beads because we're going to have a craft sale in December.
Lovely.
So is going to be December 14th and 15th.
Okay.
That's a Friday and Saturday. The tag groups are going to sit in and sell our jewelry. So we're going to try to make bracelets, necklaces, earrings. So I have a lot of beads, you know, we've made. So
hundreds of beads.
Maybe more than that. But, you know, they take up, you know, we may need more beads than that, but we have accent
yeah,
beads.
Yeah, sure.
But something so we can sell them so the fundings can go back, you know, go to the teen for teen services.
Sure.
So this is a way the teens learn how to fundraise and make money for, you know, Maine.
Yeah.
So we also have a young, energetic he started off as a volunteer, but he's part of our tag group, and his name is Vershawn, and he's probably in school. He better be in school. But he's been really helpful with the fundraising aspects and coming up with ideas.
Mm-hmm.
He came up with the idea of these Papa John coupon vouchers.
Yeah.
So he's been selling those, and, you know, Papa John's get a percentage of the funds, and then the teens get the rest.
Yeah, nice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that was a way for the group to work together to sell those.
Yeah.
But getting back to the crafts, I love the idea of collecting materials, things you can reuse. So I want to show the teens that they can do it too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a lot of them took interest in.
I think what's cool about it is that I feel like because kids are so electronic, we're all electronically programmed now,
exactly.
Right? And what we're using are apps that somebody else has created so that we don't have to do something.
Exactly.
It's all about convenience and all that. So simplify my life. Well, okay. Right. But it means that we got a lot of people who don't know how to do anything with their hands.
Exactly.
And the very idea that you can show these kids how to actually make something.
Right.
And then it can be sold so that it transforms into, you know, it meets a goal or it transforms into some kind of feedback for them.
Exactly.
That's a really important thing to feel.
And I give all my praise to VCU because I was an art major, an art major at VCU.
So I wanted
to use my background, my undergrads, merge the two, arts and libraries.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I call myself the artsy librarian.
Oh, nice.
So
okay. We'll make sure we have that on the blog when we report on this.
Yeah, the artsy librarian. Yes. So I wanted to use my skills, and that's the same thing, as far as other, craft programs too.
Mm-hmm. And creativity.
So, I'm just trying to start an art club. There's so many things I want to do.
Trying to network
with other people to present, more programs. Because of some, and another thing, some of these programs may seem kind of relating to females,
in that you're making jewelry out of the beads and
exactly,
things like that. Yeah.
But then again,
yeah.
They can make it and they can sell it, or they give it to their mother or sister or something like that, know? So, but there's other programs for boys too. So I'm trying to work with his name is Evans. Forgot his last name, but he was a former Black Panther.
Uh-huh.
So he deals
Evans Hopkins.
Yes. I wanted to say that, but I haven't spoken to him in a while. I got to check up on him.
Yeah.
But I was trying to work with him so he can work with the boys, so we can have some other programs.
It's true. There is sort of a testosterone factor that
exactly.
that women, we just don't know.
Exactly.
You need guys
exactly.
to help them through some of these things. So,
and I had some gaming programs, online gaming programs, where we used the software, a website called GameStar Mechanic, where the teens can go in and learn how to make video games by playing video games. So they go through a little quest to play in order to learn how to make a game. So it's mathematical and using their brain. So it's just not playing.
Right, sure.
Exactly. And then after they finished all their quests, they can make their own game. It's a two-day process, but they can do it at home. They can create an account.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had two programs already. And hopefully we'll do it again in the near future.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that sounds really great. I mean, it really does sound to me like you have a handle on, you know, on sort of creating an open place for the, you know, these kids to come and participate, right, and again, bring their ideas to it, and these different ways to express, you know, their ideas. And the fact that, you know, when you do that, kids start finding their way. So you've got Vershawn, who's sort of, he's into raising money.
He's really great. Yeah. He's like my secondhand person because
he's organized.
He's very sort of naturally organized. Yeah. I just love working with him because I don't, you know, have to stress, and he can go to the schools and talk to kids.
So he's not shy.
Not shy. I spoke to the principal. The principals know him. The librarian knows him at his school. So
yeah,
really great.
Well, we're getting we're down to sort of the last minute or so, and very quickly I wanted to point out that you tweeted at the start of the show.
Yes.
And I noticed that you've been checking it out. I don't know if that's because you've gotten some responses back or not, but it's the idea of social media, mm-hmm, and how you use that as a part of these programs as well. Are you communicating with those same kids? Are you?
I'm everybody in general. So I'm pretty much do social media for the library.
Gotcha.
So I promote programs for all the branches and ours as well. So we have a Facebook page, we have a Twitter page, we have a Pinterest account,
right?
Of course, our blog, and a Teen Tumblr page.
Nice.
So you all should check them out. You know, check these pages out.
The starting point, if we're gonna pick one, just to go to the richmondpubliclibrary.org.
All of our buttons are not on there, but if you go to locations, you can see the buttons. So that's a different story about why the buttons are not on the
on the main
website.
Page. Yes. Right.
But just go to locations when you go to our website and select like Maine.
Yeah.
And
that'll
the
show
buttons.
The program. Gotcha.
Yes, get the
that's
buttons.
Very good. All right. Natasha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. This has been great. So I encourage people to go to richmondpubliclibrary.org and then click on locations and then Maine for the Maine branch library and the programs that are there. And I look forward to catching up with you all in the future to see how this stuff is going.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. All right. Thanks for tuning in to Defenders Live today. This has been a great conversation to talk about teens and their opportunities and options for a dynamic give and take in their worlds and having new experiences and becoming part of the community in a way that the community may not already be aware that they already are. So remember to keep up the struggle, and we will talk to you next week. Kindness does matter. Use it. Thanks.
You're talking so sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.